At 6:06, it is fair, 32 degrees in Tulsa, warming to 63 this afternoon with a very high fire danger. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. On State Capitol Watch this morning, Governor Fallon is expected to sign a bill to allow horse meat processing here in Oklahoma. The measure cleared the Senate yesterday. State Senator Eddie Fields from Osage County is the bill's Senate sponsor.
This gives them another option for horses that have went past their useful life cycle where they'll can be disposed of in a proper manner.
He says a regulated processing facility would be more humane than other options for the horses. The Tulsa School District will slow down the planned implementation of a Harvard University program designed to reach academically troubled schools. Tulsa School Superintendent Dr. Keith Ballard would now like to phase in the project.
I didn't feel that we were far enough along to recommend a full partnership. That's why what I am now recommending in the agreement will be a planning year as we look at the work that Ed Labs has done.
Parents at McLean High School were skeptical of the tutor-heavy program, and more parents and teachers spoke out at this week's school board meeting. The magnitude 5.7 earthquake that shook Oklahoma back in November of 2011 was the largest ever recorded in this state. As State Impact Oklahoma's Joe Wirtz reports this morning, research published this week suggests it was also the largest earthquake linked to the oil and gas industry.
The study, written by University of Oklahoma seismologist Katie Kiernan and researchers at Columbia University and the U.S. Geological Survey, adds to a growing chorus of scientific evidence suggesting that injection and disposal wells used by the oil and gas industry are likely responsible for an increase of earthquakes in the continental United States. The research, published in the Geosciences Journal Geology, suggests the intensity of these earthquakes could be larger than previously thought. Kiernan says,
it's basically a different class of induced earthquake.
Another key finding is that these wells can likely trigger earthquakes decades after injection starts instead of months, as researchers previously thought. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
The effects of sequestration are beginning to impact Oklahoma. The Labor Commissioner Mark Costello announced yesterday that the Tulsa Labor Office would be closing because of cuts in federal funding. Meanwhile, the Oklahoma National Guard is recalling furlough notices that were already sent out because of sequestration.
Right now, we're waiting to hear from the Pentagon whether, in fact, our 1,086 employees that work for the Oklahoma National Guard that are federal technicians will be furloughed, and if they are, for how long.
Guard Lieutenant Colonel Max Moss says a continuing funding resolution delays Guard furloughs until later this year so that the earlier notices are now being recalled. Harvest Bank says it has completed its acquisition of 29 Bank of America locations in four states. The Fayetteville-based bank announced the deal closed for the new locations. Terms of that deal, however, were not disclosed, but it includes 15 branches in Missouri, 9 in Arkansas, 4 in Oklahoma, and 1 in Kansas. Well, in the crowd for the groundbreaking yesterday of Tulsa's new Family Safety Center is domestic violence survivor Emily Waite. She spoke as someone who has been saved by the services and help provided by the agency. She had advice for others in trouble.
Call the safety center and find the things that you need from them so that it makes your safety plan a little easier to follow through with.
The safety center is moving into the basement of the Tulsa Police Headquarters. Our weather forecast, a very high fire danger this afternoon. Windy and mild today, 63 for a high. Tonight, clouds filter in, not so cold, 43 for an overnight low. Right now, it is fair and 32. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.